Well, as you are aware, this is the fourth general election we are holding in Tanzania after multi-party system was reintroduced in 1993. So from 2005 to 2010, we have been having elections under the multi-party system. In all this, as you are aware, the position in Tanzania, the election generally has been peaceful, and that is what we are aspiring to achieve in the next elections in October. For that reason, we have been making all necessary arrangements to enable the voters to vote freely, to enable the political parties that are participating to have their free access to the voting process. So a week ago, we have nominations. We have already nominated 8 presidential aspirants, with all this now, the campaign process has started. All that we are emphasizing all along is that each one meaning the political parties, the candidates, and the voters do it peacefully. So we are trying to impress on the police forces to do their part without, interference with the process and so on, all aimed at ensuring that the electoral process takes place peacefully from the time of the campaign to the last day of when the voting takes place on 25th October.
Honorable Luvuva, I understand the Electoral Commission compiled a voters list that will be used for the elections. Some people questioned that it might not have been necessarily transparent. What is your reaction to such critics saying that the electoral register might not have been transparent enough, which they said could undermine the credibility of the election come October 25th? What is your take on that?
Well, on that one, I should make it very clear that the process of voter registration by using the biometric voter registration system for the first time in some quarters was not quite clearly understood by people. That was quite transparent in the sense that before we embarked on that one, we had meetings with various stakeholders, including political parties, religious leaders, civil societies, and we explained that we're going in for a new system of voter registration. That is how it has been started, and some of them didn't quite understand what the biometric voter registration means. We explained. They were saying, well, look, you are introducing this system, which has caused problems in Ghana and lately in Kenya. But we said very clearly that Tanzania has introduced the biometric voter registration only for purposes of registration. Ghana and Kenya, if they encounter the difficulties, it is at a stage where Tanzania won't reach. Once we have, as we have done, once we have the voter registration process over, those who have registered themselves have got the voter identity cards, they are going to use those for voting purposes. So to say that the process has not been transparent, I think is really an overstatement. We have been transparent enough. Those who understand the system, including the press, now they are understanding that to start with, they had a negative sort of view about the voter registration. We said we introduced that in order to have a credible, transparent voters register. So I'm saying very firmly that our system has been transparent, has been explained to everybody, and with the few machines we use, the biometric voter registration kits, only 8,000 for the whole country, and we have done it registering about 23 to 24 million people. That's quite a record. In Kenya, they had 30,000 voter registration kits, and they registered only 14. So I think in Tanzania, it's a record, and I'm proud about it.
People are saying that this coming election will be the most competitive when it comes to the presidential election. So my question to you, Honorable Luvuva, is How hard is your Electoral Commission working to ensure that Tanzania prospective voters repose confidence in the Electoral Commission's ability to administer a free, fair, transparent and credible election come October 25th?
Well, the competition, the extent of competition differs if compared, let's say, to what happened in the previous years. Right now, I see a number of political parties, coming together to field one presidential candidate and so on. So from the look of things, as of now, it seems the competition is going to be quite high. But nonetheless, or nevertheless, on the part of the Electoral Commission, we are, as usual or as before, prepared to carry out the election as smoothly as possible. We are getting ready to have every required material ready for the election. And if all goes on well, it is our intention that the outcome or the results of the election should be given out as soon as possible in order to avoid speculation and suspicion as to the delay. Unless there are difficulties which are, insurmountable, it is our intention that as soon as we finish, we should give the results out. Of course, the law says, for example, for the presidential, should be given within 7 days. But we are saying, well, if all goes on well, we could do it even much earlier than that. So that is really our objective. And we are impressing on the stakeholders. We are holding meetings with the political parties, for example, fixing schedule for the rallies, for the campaign. With all that, we have agreed with them. And the schedule we have, it is the result of the consultations we have with the political parties, all agreed and so on. So to be brief, that we are all in the Electoral Commission geared for that competition, provided each one plays his or her role properly, I think all should go well by October 25th.
Is the Electoral Commission well-funded? Do you have all the funds you need to organize and administer this election in October 25th?
Well, as you are aware, actually, on my part, I happen to be in the SADC Electoral Commission's forum. I was one time the chairperson of the executive committee, and coincidentally, about a month ago, I was in Ghana for the Electoral Commissions of the African Union, commissions. And for that reason, we are saying, well, we are making sure that at least in that forum, none of the African Electoral Commissions is independent financially. In other words, all the Electoral Commissions in Africa, I can't talk of those in Europe or America, they are entirely funded by the government. Now, to talk of our Electoral Commission, and so far as the October election is concerned, the government has done all it could to ensure that we have all the necessary equipment for the general elections in hand. So as of now, really, I cannot complain that there is a shortage of funds and so on provided by government. So I think that's really the position as of now, that all is going on well. The equipment that we have ordered from abroad is being paid for by the government, and as of now, we had the process of tendering for the final equipment that is required at the final stage.
What would be your message to the people of Tanzania as the Electoral Commission gets itself ready ahead of the election?
Well, my message is very simple, that the people should look forward for a successful election, and that they should not be misled by other people who exaggerate the situation. So all those who have registered for voting, they should get ready to vote in order to select leaders of their own choice. And on the part of the Electoral Commission, we will make sure that those who vote, the decision in terms of the vote cast is the result that will be announced by the Electoral Commission. So they should trust us and come out in hundreds or thousands to come and vote to choose their the people of their own choice, as councillors or members of parliament or even president. That's my message.